Newt Gingrich was under the impression that Donald Trump was going to endorse him today in Las Vegas. In fact, we were all under that impression. But wait, the Associated Press now reports that the Donald is in fact going to endorse Mitt Romney. The Romney campaign has put out an advisory saying that they're going to have an event at the Trump Tower later today. We don't think he's going to be gambling there. So what does this all mean? Joining us on the line from Las Vegas, John Ralston, political columnist for the Las Vegas Sun, host of the statewide TV show Face to Face. John, what is going on with the Donald Trump endorsement?
Well, I think it's Trump doing what he always does, Robin, which is try to get attention, right? He is expert at that, and unfortunately, we in the media often accommodate him. The Gingrich story emanated from some local folks here who put that word out to a TV reporter here who unfortunately put it out, and then it spread as it always does in the world you and I live in now in the 24/7 media world on the internet like wildfire, and suddenly everyone's saying he's going to endorse Gingrich, and then it became clear that he's endorsing Romney early this morning. And now, as you mentioned, Romney has scheduled an event at Trump Tower. Hmm. And yes, he's not going there to gamble, although you could argue he's gambling by taking Trump's endorsement.
Well, some would say, what does this matter? Is it a good thing, bad thing? How do you think people in Nevada will respond to it?
Well, I think people in Nevada will respond pretty much how everybody else would, which is people already have very firm ideas of Donald Trump, right? And he has fairly high negatives everywhere you go. What's interesting, though, is what polling has shown about Trump is even though he is a rich guy, he has a very populist appeal within the Republican Party. And certainly you can say one thing that Mitt Romney is lacking is a populist appeal. So maybe he thinks Trump helps him with that segment of the Republican electorate, or you can be even more cynical about it, not that I ever would be, Robin, and think that this is just a way for Romney to take those controversial remarks about the poor that he made yesterday off the table and get all of us easily persuaded media folks to focus on Donald Trump.
Which we are, aren't we? So let's move back to those comments, because the thinking is that the only thing stopping Mitt Romney from winning big in Saturday's caucuses there is Romney, because this is a state with the highest unemployment foreclosure rates in the country. He made that "I'm not concerned about the poor" statement on CNN. He went on to say they have a social safety net, and if there were holes in it, I will fix it. But, you know, most politicians know not to put together the words "I'm not concerned about the poor." So how are those words reverberating there?
Well, I think it's too early to tell how they're reverberating here. Certainly, though, people will be affected by them, as you indicated, in the inartful way in which he constructed that. It's not the first time he said something along those lines, but Romney seems to just get himself in these kinds of jackpots all the time. Corporations are people. I like firing people. Even if he could justify saying the things that he does, or say put it in context, you know it will not be put in context in a few months when the Obama campaign and the Democratic National Committee put up those words in 30-second ads, and that's what Republicans are concerned about.
Well, but right now he's concerned about getting the nomination. And, you know, he made those comments about foreclosures in which he said, just let them all, let the thing, you know, let it everything fail. And that didn't seem to hurt him in Florida, where he also had no plan as to how to reverse foreclosures except to just let the market hit bottom. But meanwhile, just to touch on some of the other candidates, Newt Gingrich is the only one who wants to give legal status to illegal immigrants who've lived in the U.S. for a long time. We have some Tea Party voters who aren't sold on him, though, and Tea Party favorite Sharon Angle says she'll endorse Ron Paul. So just in the minute we have, just a little bit on these other candidates.
Sharon who? Oh, yes, Sharon Angle. Yeah, she hasn't even showed her face in Nevada since she lost that Senate race to Harry Reid. And a lot of Republicans here have a lot of buyer's remorse over Sharon Angle because they think she was the only person possibly who could have lost to Harry Reid. That endorsement's going to do nothing for Santorum, who, unless something very strange happens, Robin, will finish a distant fourth here. Gingrich is in second place in a couple of polls that were released in the last 24 hours. I think it's a race between Gingrich and Ron Paul, who has fervent following here for second place here in Nevada on Saturday.
Although we should point out, Rick Santorum has the highest favorability rating. People like him. John Ralston, political columnist for the Las Vegas Sun, host of the statewide TV show Face to Face. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.